Hey, babe. I just got in from the store. This morning, before I left for work, I noticed you were out of bread. So, being the amazing girlfriend that I am, I took it upon myself to get you some more. Your favorite, of course. Only the best for you. I'm just putting away all the groceries I got while leaving you this message. While I was at the store, I also managed to pick up a few other things. I know. I can never just go into the store for the one thing I need. I always end up getting more and spending so much money. But this time it was on good things. They had your favorite cereal on sale, so I obviously picked you up a box of that. I made sure to grab some more butter and eggs because I noticed you were running low. I made sure to replace the paper towels. Oh, and I also got the good paper plates. Not that cheap, flimsy stuff that you keep insisting on buying because of how cheap they are. You know that whenever you're eating, it bleeds through the plate and then it ends up on the floor, leading to a huge mess that one of us has to clean up. That's a good thing that I love you because I'm not sure if I would put up with such crude behavior otherwise. They also had cherries on sale. I was thinking we could do a Sunday night. You could pick up your favorite flavor on the way home since I already got the fixins. It could be a fun little date night. Super cute, super romantic, and a great way to unwind after work. I know that work has been a sore spot the past few weeks. It's been stressing you out a lot, with your boss overworking you and employees that just don't listen. You really haven't had much time to yourself. That's why, even though we don't live together, I thought doing the grocery shopping for you might help you out, even just a little bit. Now that I'm thinking about it, this could come off as creepy, couldn't it? Oh, I thought I was being sweet. But the more groceries I keep putting away and the more I talk out loud, the more weird it sounds. I wasn't trying to be weird, babe. I promise. Oh well, if this makes you think that I'm an evil stalker who's going to murder you in your sleep, at least I'm a pretty evil stalker who's going to murder you sweetly in your sleep. Nah. I love you too much to do that. Would I try to sabotage someone I'm planning on moving in with? That would be so silly of me. I just want to make you smile every day and kiss you and hold you. Thinking about seeing you again, having you within arm's reach. It's made me realize just how much I miss you. I know you're only at work, and I'll see you in a few hours. But I really miss you. When I'm not with you, it feels like there's this gnawing hunger nipping at me from this cavern in my stomach saying, "Where are they? Find them. Make sure they're loved and they know that they're safe and all those things." I swear, it's such a struggle every day to not just chain you to the bed and keep you all to myself as a pet. You would be such a cute little puppy, babe. I could get you matching ears and a tail. Ooh, some mittens so your hands are completely useless. Some restraints so you would only be able to crawl to move around. Obviously, a gag muzzle thing would be there so that you wouldn't be able to, talk. You would be so adorable and helpless. A clueless little puppy that's completely dependent on me for everything. Oh, it would be so cute. Do you think I should get you the ears and tail, babe? I just realized I asked a question to a voice message and was expecting a response. Obviously, you can't respond. Duh. That's what happens when I try to multitask. At least the groceries are almost completely put away. I just need to put away the one thing I actually went to the store for, bread. That goes right up here, and groceries freshened. There we go. Now you can avoid the store for another week, and you also have your favorite food stocked up. I'm a pretty great girlfriend, aren't I? I wonder if you're going to listen to this message at work or if you're going to come home and see the nice gift I left you. I kind of hope you listen to this at work. I want your stomach to be full of nerves and butterflies when you're on your way home. It would make me smile knowing that you knew I was in your home all day while you were at work. Ooh, I just thought something. I just remembered. I should make a thing or two smell like me, shouldn't I? That way, you think about me when you're alone and remember to text me. Now, let's see. I could sit on the couch, but that's a little basic for me. So many people have sat on the couch, girls included. I don't want to be included in that group. I'm not like them. I'm special. I'm unique. You love me, and I love you, so the spot should be special. The kitchen has groceries stocked by me. So if I made that room smell like me, well then, that would be the only room that you would have known I was in and that I touched things with. Yeah, I don't think I like that. That feels a little weird, you know? Like you confined the woman to the kitchen. The bathroom doesn't have anything that scents really cling to. I could spray my perfume on the shower curtain, sure, but that smell is going to leave after your first shower. That bedroom's for your roommates. I don't want anything to do with them. The last thing I want is for them to smell me. They'll start telling you lies about how I'm toxic and stalking you. Your roommate seems to think I'm obsessed with you. Isn't that funny? They don't know me. You know me. And you know me well enough to know that I'm not a stalker. I'm not obsessed with you. I'm just in love with you. And I miss you so much while you're at work. Is it really so wrong of me to love you so much? Jackpot. Your bedroom. Look, there's your dresser. And that's your closet. Oh, and that's your desk. And your bed. Oh, wow, it's so soft. I've never been in your bedroom before. Normally, when I'm over, I just stick to the living room, the bathroom, and the kitchen. I figure that the things in your bedroom are meant to be private, but I couldn't help myself today, babe. Please don't be mad. I was so curious today, and I was thinking that maybe you would see that the groceries have been replenished and assume it was your roommate and not me. I couldn't let that happen. I don't want your roommate who was trying to keep us from being together to get all the credit for the nice thing I did for you. It wasn't for them. It was for you. I love you. I want you. I miss you. Not your good-for-nothing roommate. They don't matter. Going into your bedroom, laying in your bed, breathing you in, feeling where you sleep every night. I'm laying exactly where you're laying every night. This is where I belong, not in your filthy roommate's room. Oh, it's so nice. Your sheets feel so good against me. Oh, you smell so good too. I love breathing in your essence. Oh. You smell so much better than I thought you would. I don't think I could ever get enough of this. Right now, I'm getting you all over me, and I'm getting my scent all over your sheets. You're not going to be able to sleep without thinking about me. Your sheets, they're just so soft. Of course, you would only sleep on something as comfortable as this, babe. Only the best for you. It's what you're worthy of course. If I'm going to want to have you over, I'm going to have to get a new bed. Mine isn't nearly soft enough for you. That much is evident. But I feel so accomplished. I finally got into your... Wait. I finally got into our bedroom. This is a really big step for us as a couple. Maybe we will be able to actually meet soon. Oh, I'm so excited for that day. I'm tired of watching you on social media, following from a distance, stealing your coworkers' schedules to see when you work. It's so time-consuming, you know. I'm tired. I just want to be with you, babe. Maybe this nice gesture will show you that I am girlfriend material. You don't even have to go through the process of making me fall in love with you, because I'm already there. I love you more than I love breathing. Every night hurts because I don't have you in my arms to hold as I sleep. I fantasize about how your lips would feel against mine, how I could taste them every night. I picture that they're a little bit chapped. I picture that they fit perfectly against mine. I predict that when we kiss, there's going to be sparks for both of us. When we finally kiss, you're gonna see what I've been talking about, what I've been feeling. These sheets really are soft against my legs. What are they? Cotton? Satin? I don't know, some type of linen. Oh, good thinking on my part for shaving before I got here. I get to enjoy your sheets. I get your essence without anything getting in the way. Just my bare skin against the fabric of your sheets, soaking you in. Oh, I've missed this. I mean, I've never rolled around in your bed before. This is my first time in your room, like I said. But as soon as I started doing it, it felt so natural to be here. Your bed felt right. I feel like I belong here. Oh, it's such a good feeling. The only thing that would make it better is if you were here with me. Kissing me, touching me, letting me touch you back. Things maybe start to get heated. Maybe I put a hand on your neck and I pull you flush against me. Your hand rests on my hip. Would it be wrong? It would be so wrong if I... But I just... I mean... It's not like you're home. It's not like you're gonna know. Where would the problem be if there was a special ending to this voicemail? One for only you. Can you hear that, babe? My hand's getting lower. I'm right now caressing my chest, feeling both of my breasts and my hands. They feel so good. So soft and squishy with the hardened little buns just begging for attention. Oh, those buds, they're nice and pink. They feel so good when I circle them like this. So I take both of my hands and I pinch. I pinch just like this. And then I start rubbing them while pinching them. Oh, fuck. The only thing that would make this feel better is if these were your hands playing with my tits. Oh, fuck. But I'm gonna keep one hand on them and play from nipple to nipple while the other hand, it keeps going lower and lower over my stomach, over my thighs, right in between them. And then, well, what would happen if I just undid the zipper a little bit? I mean, I'm sure there's no harm, right? And I moved my hand to my clits, and I started touching it, rubbing little circles against it. Oh, babe, I wish this was your hand. I wish you were here with me, touching me. I wish I wasn't exploring my own body, twisted up in your sheets. Oh, that feels nice. How many nights have you done the same thing that I'm doing, babe? How many nights have you sat here in this very spot and touched yourself, biting back moans? Oh, yeah, I know you look adorable, biting your hand, trying to keep all of that noise inside. It's one of my favorite views from your window, watching you so cutely touch yourself and masturbate. Oh, fuck. I hope you think about me when you masturbate. I hope when you touch yourself, you think about me. I think it would do you good. Picturing my tits, my nipples, my hips, my waist, my thighs, my pussy, my ass. Looking into my eyes while I fuck you within an inch of your life. Right there. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. I've been using my vibrator so much lately that I didn't even realize that I could still feel this good from just my hands touching myself. It's nice to go old school, though. I think this is how I would have wanted to christen your bedroom anyway. You deserve only the best. And I want to make sure that my scent lingers. I want you to be able to smell my pussy from outside the door. I want you to know exactly what happened in this room while you were gone. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh, circling my clits with two of my fingers, nice and evenly, feels so good. The only way this could feel better is if these were your fingers between my thighs. If only you were here right now. You could slide right between my thighs, and you could stick two fingers inside me while your thumb massages my clits. My legs would be spread, and I'd be looking up at you, my mouth open wide in a moan that I never quite finish. And you'd be looking at me and telling me to come. Oh, fuck, babe. Oh, as hard as that would be to have you make me come like that. I think that's a position much more befitting of you, wouldn't you agree? Like I said earlier, I wanted to see you as my own little puppy. A little collar and leash, some mittens, ears, a tail, the whole nine yards. I think you would just look adorable. Right there, yes. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. I could get you a fun little brown leather collar, one embossed with my name. There would be a little lock with a key, and only I would have the key so that you would never be able to take it off. After all, you just look so cute with my name around your neck, showing everyone who owns you. Oh, and I could get you cute little floppy ears and a matching tail that you could wag. Oh, it would be nice to have something to grab while I fuck you. Just twist that tail a few times in my hand and pull you flesh against my hips. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck, you would look so fucking cute. Bent over, your little tails flopping up and down while I bound into you. Your whole stretch so wide around my strap, taking it, moaning just like a bitch in heat. Oh, I would love to have you as my puppy. I would be able to get a little chain for the bed and put it on your ankle so you would never be able to leave. Just enough length so you could go to, like, the bathroom and get water if you needed, things like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, keeping you in the room 24/7 as my personal fuck pet. Oh, that would be adorable. You would look so cute always on your hands and knees. Mittens rendering your hands completely useless, so you have to rely on me for everything. That shouldn't make me as wet as it does. None of this should turn me on as much as it does, making you a helpless little puppy dependent on me for everything. But what can I say? I just think that look is so becoming on you. I've watched you for so long. I fantasize about you every night. You consume my every waking thoughts, babe. Oh, it's only fair that I make that I do the same thing to you, right? I'm picturing these fingers are your hands. I'm picturing you're above me right now, and I'm looking into your pretty eyes. I'm imagining that you're fingering me, and you're trying to do such a good job, and I'm looking at you, and I'm saying, you really think this is enough to make me come? I'm telling you things like, is this the best that you got, or really? I'm super patronizing of you, and that only makes you work harder, only turns you on more. And you don't want to admit that to yourself. Oh, fuck, but it does. You like how much of a bitch I can be in the bedroom. Oh, you like how sweet and doting and nurturing I am. Nurturing I am outside the bedroom. But as soon as I'm in the bedroom, I just turn it on and I don't give a shit about you. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, fuck, my hand feels so fucking good. I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm masturbating in your sheets. I can't believe I'm touching myself in the place where you sleep. Oh, fuck, this feels like a dream. It feels too good to be true. Oh, fuck, I can feel myself starting to get close, and I think it's because I'm in these sheets. I think these sheets of yours must have a magical power or something, because I just want to come so fucking badly. I'm right on the fucking urge, I swear. My legs won't stop moving, my hips are bucking, my breathing's erratic, and I can barely think. It feels like even talking's getting difficult. Creaking the bed underneath me as my body can't stay still, just keeps moving to find the best position possible. It feels like it's too much and not enough at the same time, babe. Oh, fuck, I want to come so fucking bad. Oh, I just need a little bit more. I can do it. I can last a bit longer. I need to make sure my scent permeates into it. I need to make sure that you can soak up all my essence. Oh, I need to make you fall in love with me. This might be the only way to do it. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, yes. Yes, that feels so good. Oh, yeah. Is this what you do every night before you go to sleep? Do you spread your legs? Do you tease yourself, or do you just start touching yourself right away, I wonder? I wonder if there's a little foreplay session for yourself. Are you nice to yourself? Do you make it romantic? Do you play with your nipples before you start touching yourself? Maybe you suck a finger or two, put a hand around your throat. Maybe you slide your hand down your body goes to over where you want to touch, and then keep going down your inner thighs, only to then start stroking upwards again. Do you touch yourself with foreplay? Oh. Or do you just start touching yourself? Do you just spread your legs like a bitch in heat and start going for it? Fuck, that's really hot. The idea that you don't even need foreplay, that you are just such a desperate slut when you get horny, that you have to touch yourself, that nothing else matters, that the only thing that has any meaning or value to you is touching yourself and getting to come. Oh, the. Oh, fuck, that's enough to make me so fucking close. Oh, fuck, babe. Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come right here in your bed. Oh, fuck, this might be the craziest thing I've ever done, but it'll be worth it when you fall in love with me, when you smell me. Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, babe, you so. I can't believe I just came in your bed, babe.